Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Thursday edition. It's so late, I'm sorry. The BT Edu Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's June 18th. Yesterday I said, July. At least somebody pointed out I said July. So we were giving you the future news yesterday. Today we're just going to kind of bring it back to now. Is that a good idea? I think so too. Yes, it's June 18th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, here comes a major oops for your Thursday episode. Three, yes, the mobile network over there in the UK. Yeah, they accidentally revealed user data through a security flaw on one of its websites. Oops, oopsie doopsie. A security researcher by the name of Joseph Redfern found that entering any phone number into Three's survey site would expose the name and email addresses of the person it belonged to. Meaning that you could just input a stranger's number and then get all their contact details right then and there. Funny enough, to make matters worse, Redfern actually contacted Three customer support and said that, hey, you got a major vulnerability there, but he never heard anything back from them. Three actually provided this statement. We take the security of our customers' information very seriously. We're aware of the issue and are currently investigating how it occurred. I'll tell you how it occurred. Somebody wasn't thinking. All right, so we announced yesterday that Mr. Zuck was about to invade your mobile phone territory once again with another app. A lot of you, from what we were hearing, are a little concerned about it. Another reason they weren't going to install it. And for most of you that are in Europe, you don't have to worry about installing it. Why? Because it ain't going to be coming for you. Yeah, it seemed old Zucky Ducky was a little bit, I don't know, excited about the new app. Oh boy, another app. Yes, that's right. When the Moments app does come to light, you're not going to be able to download it if you're in a European country. The reason why? Facial recognition. Yes, we all know that people in the EU are very privacy sensitive, so they're not going to have access to the app for the very near future. So if you were looking forward to having another Zuckerberg product on your phone and you live in Europe, sorry to deliver the bad news to you today. Hey, while we're talking about mobile phones and stuff, you looking for a really good deal right now? I mean, a super duper deal? Yeah, I know, it's turning like to the BTN Home Shopping Network, but hey, that's not a bad idea. Hey, Ewan, let's get on that. Well, you know, Motorola, yeah, they have a lot of flash sales in the UK. Yeah, flash. Ta-da. Well, this one is one heck of a flash sale. Motorola has announced price cuts to the Moto X and even the Nexus 6. The company has officially cut the price of the Moto X by an impressive £166. That's pushing the 16GB model down all the way to £229. The newer Nexus 6 is getting an £80 reduction, meaning you're only going to pay £399 for that 32GB model. But you better act right now because stocks are running thin. And the people over at Motorola are only giving you to the end of June to actually make up your mind. I know we're all pretty much sick and tired of hearing about Apple Music, but hey, if it's news, then we gotta give it to you, regardless if it's Apple Music or not. You know, we've been hearing so much things about Apple Music. It's your place for everything, but apparently not for indie artists. Seems that independent labels are not going to be signing up for Apple Music. Why, you ask? Because they fear it's going to put them out of business. Now, we all might remember Apple announced that Apple Music is going to launch with a free 3-month trial, but what you may have not known is that artists aren't going to get paid diddly squat in that time period. That's right, any song you play by that artist, the artist ain't gonna make any money, nor is the label. And because of this, independent British labels see this as a catastrophe just waiting to happen. Most indie labels in the UK say they cannot even afford to lose 3 months of revenue. We've got many months to see how this thing is gonna pan out for Apple. Starting to seem like Apple's not gonna be able to get all the content it's promising. We shall see. And finally, hey, you got a Samsung Galaxy phone right now? You're using one right now? Oh my God, turn that thing off. Turn it off right now. Okay, I know. You're probably saying, oh, why should I turn it off? Well, guess what? Hackers can break into your Samsung Galaxy phone pretty freaking easy. And they can spy on your entire life by doing it. The vulnerability is in SwiftKey, and it lets hackers take complete control of your phone. It lets the hackers look through your phone's camera, it can listen to the microphone, it can read incoming and outgoing text, it can install apps if it wants to. So, you're frightened now, what can you do? Absolutely freaking nothing. Not until Samsung decides to fix the problem. Best thing you can do now is just stay off of unsecure Wi-Fi networks. Or, do what I said before, turn it off. Just turn it off. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Oh, we'll be back tomorrow with your Friday edition. Boy, I'm ready for Friday.
I'm so ready. I'm sure you are too.
I don't know what it is. You know, you just get to Thursday and all you want to do is just get to Friday. But in any case, we will be back tomorrow getting you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well. Yeah, this one's late again. Sorry about that, guys. And thank you so much for listening.